to follow along with me this evening, I'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I'll be reading from the New King James Version this evening. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And it reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which ourselves are comforted by God." The title of the lesson this evening is Crawling Out of the Hole of Loss. Now we have our lesson by Brother Skippy Norman.
Surely God has once again seen fit to allow us to be able to come together this evening to conclude another Lord's Day worship. It's good to see each and every one of you here this evening. And if you're visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guests. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this evening. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. O wise eternal Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this day and for your blessings, just for life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be able to come together that we can study a portion of our true and divine word. Thank you for those who have taken part in our service thus far. And now, Heavenly Father, as we are about to look back into your word once again, but Lord, we can focus upon your word and things that we are going through from day to day. And Lord, as we focus upon your word and hear your message, there are things that we have fallen short of. Lord, just give us the necessary courage to make the necessary corrections before everlastingly too late. Guide me your word, the things that I say. You get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody deals with loss. They deal with loss in their lives. No matter who you are, we all lose things in life. And I'm not talking about misplacing your keys. I'm not talking about losing your wallet, but I'm talking about the losses that bring, that life brings, that impact us emotionally. Like when somebody lose a loved one, and when we lose a job, we get passed over on a promotion, a divorce, strokes that leave you paralyzed and immobile, health issues that disables you. Everybody deals with some kind of loss in their lives. Money won't make you immune to loss. Good looks won't make you immune to loss. High IQ won't make you immune to loss. Nothing makes you immune to loss. Because loss means change, and change means pain. And learning to deal with loss, meaning means learning to cope with unwanted changes in our lives. So the question comes tonight, how do we crawl out of the hole of loss? I want to suggest to you three things tonight, and this lesson will be yours. Number one, you have to release your grief. Tragedy produces strong emotions. I'm talking about anger and fear, depression, worry, sometimes guilt. And feeling like these are scary, and we don't know what to do with them, because our emotions are part of our being and they are there for a reason. Many people don't deal with their emotions. They stuff them down. They pretend that they are not there. And that's why many times people, they struggle with emotional stresses with their lives from events that occurred 20 and 30 years ago. So what do we do with these negative feelings? Well, I suggest to you that you give them to God, because God can handle any situation, any problem, anything that we are dealing with in this life. And so when we give them to God, you got to acknowledge to God, God, I hurt. God, I'm grieving. God, I need you. And so we have to understand, because this is sometimes a tough one for you and I to take. And so the book of Psalms, if you go to look at the book of Psalms, it's a good place to dwell during these times of losses. In Psalm 62 and verse number 8, and in the NIV, he says, trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your heart to him. For God is our refuge. In Psalm 34 and verse number 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. So you need to pour it out to Almighty God. Don't hold it in. Pour it out to God. Feelings that are pushed down, they'll fester, and eventually they will explode in much worse situations. But then, I suggest to you secondly, choose your faith and not lose your faith. Choose your faith and not lose your faith. Well, let me explain what I'm talking about. When I talk about choose your faith instead of lose your faith. See, the losses that you and I go through, they are going to shape you in some way or another. You cannot go through a significant loss without being changed. Loss means change. When you lose something, things are not the way they were before you lost what you lost. Now something is gone. Something is missing. And now things are different. The fact is that the major loss can either lift you or it can lower you. It'll either raise you up to a new level of spiritual faith with God, or it will pull you down to a lower level of faith or no faith at all. Some people experience loss and they end up losing their faith, and their loss becomes a reason why they feel they can no longer pursue God or believe in his goodness. See, a loss can either deepen your faith or it can cheapen your faith. So when we go through a significant loss, we can either lose our faith or we can choose our faith, because that choice is yours. But then the third thing is that when you go through loss, You have to refuse to be bitter. Refuse to be bitter. In Hebrews 12 and verse 15, it says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God, that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. In the King James Version, he says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. See, we cannot be both bitter and joyful. You can't do it. When bitterness is in our hearts, joy walks out the back door. Well, why is that? Because bitterness and joy cannot live in the same house. You are either going to be bitter or you're going to be joyful. And so we have to begin to ask ourselves, am I going to be bitter or am I going to be joyful? Because it's our choice, bitter or better. So you refuse to be bitter in losses of life. Well, how you do that? Let me suggest to you two things, and this lesson is yours. The first thing I suggest to you, you have to learn to accept what cannot be changed. Accept what cannot be changed. Paul said in Philippians 4:11, that I've learned to be content in whatever state I find myself in. So many misunderstand faith because a lot of people think faith is ignoring reality and pretending like something isn't really that bad. That's not faith. That is not faith, but it's denying reality. See, faith is refusing to be discouraged in the face of reality. So it's not pretending we don't have a problem. It's refusing to be discouraged in spite of the problem. So as we grow in our Christian life, as we grow in our experience, one of the marks of emotional maturity is we begin to realize that most of life is beyond our control. Sometimes, church, the only way to manage an unmanageable situation is through acceptance of it. When we lost a loved one, when we walk away from that grave, all the wishing, all the hoping, all the praying isn't going to bring that person back again. And so the path to peace is through acceptance. The Serenity Prayer, and y'all are no doubt are familiar with it. The Serenity Prayer, it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the thing that I can, and wisdom to know the difference. So we have to accept what cannot be changed. And then finally, I suggest to you is that you look at what's left rather than what's lost. look at what's left rather than what's lost. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in the NIV, he says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Well, the question comes, be thankful for the problem? Be thankful for the loss? No, be thankful for what's left. See, the antidote to depression is gratitude. Look at what's left, and then not what is lost. Because you can't bring back what's lost, but you can move on with what's left. So what I suggest to you is this. Start making a list. And you come up with many things to still be thankful for. And when you do that, you watch depression starts to subside. Why is that? Because you can't be depressed and thankful at the same time. So look at what you have left and not what you have lost. And so we need to remember what's important. What's important in the seasons of loss? See, losses have a way of putting everything in perspective. They clarify our values, and they help us to figure out our priorities. But then, over there in Luke 12 and 15, he says, watch out. Be on guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. The greatest thing in life aren't things. Let me say that again. The greatest thing in life on things. What matters are relationships and people. We have to begin to cherish relationships. Cherish what we have while we still have it. In 1 Timothy 6:7, for we brought nothing into this world, and we'll carry nothing out. None of us sitting here this evening have never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Because we brought nothing into this world, and it's one thing certain, we'll carry nothing out. We need to build our lives on something that can't be taken from us. And only one thing that can't be taken from us by this world is our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So in all of the losses of this life, we need to remember what Paul said. In Philippians 4 and verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me the strength. We have all lost, no doubt, loved ones. But we're still here because of the fact that God has given us strength to carry on just a little while longer. And so when you're going through some losses, just remember the lesson that we had today. God is the only one can get you through for what you're going through. Lean on him. Trust him. We don't know what we're doing, but I'm here to tell you, God knows what he's doing. We trust him, and God will bring you through. If you're here this evening, not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you heard a portion of God's word, believe it to be true, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're here as a Christian, maybe you've been dealing with loss. Maybe you've been trying to keep it within yourself. Release it. Release your grief. Turn it over to God. Talk to God about it. Because he can help you through what you're going through. If you're subject to the invitation, come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation. Yeah.